Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Army veteran Mario Lopez joins us. Paintings by MarioLopez.com, alino.org. We're taking your phone calls. And you were making some points about Project Bluebeam, the government's admission of
Blue Book.
Well, there was Blue Book and then Bluebeam.
Oh, okay.
But no, you're right. Blue Book on the whole UFO phenomenon. And repeat what you said, because that reminded me of that.
The Air Force general said that that the spacecrafts were mesospherical, which I believe the definition is spiritual. That these entities that were driving these vehicles could not withstand those G forces and would be completely smashed.
Yeah, in our gravitational field, one millionth of it would smash them up against the wall like a pancake. The gravitation,
right?
And I mean, these things are, you know, going 50,000 miles an hour, making right angle turns.
Right.
And so that's the whole point, is that it's not of this dimension.
Right, they're interdimensional craft, and they somehow get some sort of energy, and they are able to come into our dimension and have us see them, and just so they can deceive us. They're the great deceivers of this world.
Is it like, it's almost like a science fiction, but it's like a military interdimensional force that wants our soul that's in this earth suit. It wants to suck that out.
Yeah, I've heard someone, I don't believe this, but I heard someone say that that they use our energy as fuel in this food. I don't know. But, yeah.
Maybe that's why it's like being burned, because they're like sucking you dry. Is that what they're saying? I never get into all this stuff. The point is, the elite are obsessed with it, and it's very interesting to just see how similar the Bible is to all the science fiction. But then they're like saying, "Oh, but the Bible has nothing to do with it. It's all discredited and everything." But then it just fits into the whole cosmology, and the establishment is obsessed with it. I mean, if you look at Skull and Bones, they believe they're worshiping fallen angels at Skull and Bones.
Yeah, they believe that they're worshiping the real God, like, because they've been deceived and it's like Luciferianism. They've been deceived in thinking that their God is really the right God, and you know, which is, and then they got all the symbolism and.
But look at the fruits of these people.
Right. Yeah. What are the fruits of it? And I have a quote on my
website.
On my website, the How I Know, and on Food for Thought. It talks about figuring out the attributes of God. Like, if you see a butterfly is beautiful for no reason, or snowflakes, every single snowflake.
You recognize God's goodness.
Right. He's love. And all these other religions and all these other takes on and views, they don't match up with what we see in nature.
And then everything the New World Order produces is horrible, painful, you know, just horrible. The fruits of the New World Order are death.
And what I think is, if there was a creator out there, which there is, you know, Jesus, he would make a way for him to speak to us. You know, he would make a way for us to have communication with him, and then he would explain the stuff that we're not supposed to do, and. And then these people are just sitting there just believing the stuff we're not supposed to do, which is, you know, believing in Lucifer and Satan and stuff.
Wow. The God of this world. We're going to go to break. I promise to go quickly to Sergeant. Then we'll go to Carolyn, Dan, Travis, and Alex. And that'll be it for this original transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Websites are Infowars.com. You can see the nightly news by subscribing to PrisonPlanet.tv. And so much of the news we don't get to hear is on the nightly news at PrisonPlanet.tv, 7 o'clock weeknights, with our great reporters and crew and researchers and all of you out there supporting us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano-silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano-silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal sprays, our nano-silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano-silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we have a man who runs the website, howiknow.org, and paintings by MarioLopez.com, Army veteran Mario Lopez, who survived a harrowing brush with death, being blown up inside an armored vehicle with a 300-pound bomb. And I've been burned inside for more than 5 minutes, 5 minutes that he was awake. But he's here to tell about it and give his testimony to warn others. And, again, I'm not judging anybody out there. If you've had abortions or whatever, and now you admit it's wrong or whatever, you can go out and warn others. It's just this is a culture of death that wants to hurt people, and the system is deceptive and wicked. And the fruits of the New World Order are death, regardless of what you think's behind it. We've got to say no to this. It's not good. It isn't taking us to a good place. Sergeant X wants to talk about possible false flag in Atlanta, and I actually have articles that I forgot to get to that have just broken on InfoWars.com the last 20 minutes or so, dealing with people panicking over these drills. Panicked Iowans fear losing power during blackout drill. Obamacare down, blame the hackers. Nemo's got an article out there now blaming imaginary hackers. Seattle Wi-Fi spy network has not been deactivated. That's big news that they lie to the public again. NSA snooping takes down U.S. computer network businesses. And the $1 billion TSA chatdown program, a complete failure. That's up on drudgereport.com. Trans-Pacific Partnership ready for Christmas delivery. World government, I mean, it's all happening. Let's go back to phone calls here. Sergeant X, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Hey, buddy. Yes, sir.
All right, good to talk to you. First time caller, 4-year listener. I want to give a shout out to my brother there, Mr. Lopez. I understand what you do. Appreciate what you're doing. Keep it going, brother.
All right, thank you.
I want to talk real quick, man. I've been in for quite a while. Just recently got out, been in spec ops pretty much the whole time. Just a few things. That's why I've not identified my name, but nevertheless, when we went to, I don't hear this mentioned a lot, we went to clean up Hurricane Andrew in 92. In the 82nd, we were told to remove our patches. Be aware of that. You don't want to identify it as regular Army. That's something that's pretty standard, I guess, nowadays. I didn't go to Katrina. Second thing, what these guys are doing in the military, mainly the brass, are telling the younger soldiers that, you know, you got to, you took an oath to, against any enemy, foreign, domestic. What they're making the younger guys believe is that the terrorists, which are myself, Mr. Lopez, and yourself, Mr. Jones, are the domestic terrorists. That's what they're
exactly. They spin it and they go enemies, foreign and domestic, and then they say patriots who are just pro liberty that we're the terrorists. When enemies, foreign and domestic, means people like Obama who is overthrowing the country. That's clearly the domestic usurper. So enemies, foreign and domestic, they're flipping it. In fact, that's what I've been told. So they're, from what you know, they're teaching them. Oh, enemies, foreign and domestic, teaching them they're supposed to operate domestically against the American people.
Exactly. They're saying, you know, these guys are going to stand up, their militia, you know, this, that, and the other. They're the domestic ones. When, you know, it's just a brainwashing technique, and I'm sure Mr. Lopez there knows exactly what I'm talking about. The next thing, well, the main reason why I called, I have a brother that's a fellow ranger, and he's recently got out looking for jobs, so on and so forth, as we all do. He's a pretty good-looking fella. He's been doing some stand-ins for acting, just not a real good actor, but he's just doing a lot of stand-ins because of his disease.
A lot of soldiers I know are getting hired to do acting, but yeah, go ahead.
I sent you a link. There's a bunch of different sites calling in Atlanta area. This is the disturbing part, and the buzz is going around with all the actors in Atlanta. They're really getting scared because he and I both are listeners, and he and I are waking as many people up as we can. But the buzz going around, this is, and I actually read it for myself because, you know, I verify everything, even things that you say. They're looking for paramedics. They're looking for Army personnel, active or out, firemen with their own attire. Like I said, paramedics, they're looking for military in or out. They're looking, this is the disturbing one, they're looking for amputees for something coming up in Atlanta. They're not announcing what it is.
And for those that don't know, they'll have a real bomb go off, blow up a couple people, but then have amputees and people for a drill, splatter fake blood on them, and then they get confused and they go, well, it was a drill. You just so happened to happen. In fact, we know this was going on in Boston. Then they cover up the drill in the news. We were able to get it documented and found news where they admitted weeks before they were having a drill that day. And then it confuses and conflates the whole thing. And then they tell them, well, for national security, you know, you're going to be arrested if you tell anybody about this. And we know that's going on. Is that basically what you're saying?
Exactly. And he knows not to participate in any of it, but he's warning all the others, don't participate in any of this, especially if you're in uniform. You work for paramedics.
And listen, they could tell you show up with your own stuff, blow something up, and say you did it. See, that's how this works, folks. We know the 7/7 bombers were like pretty much secular Muslims who were trying to get better jobs. And everybody said, well, be part of this drill. We know there was a drill. And some of them figured it out and ran. They gunned them down the street, covered that up, but it did come out in the news. Just incredible. I'm not saying there aren't some real terrorists out there, but the whole issue is they script these events. And it doesn't mean that just because they're trying to hire thousands of people for some drill that it couldn't be a real drill. Most of the drills are real. But then some days they have a drill, and that's when the staged event happens. Send us at showtips@infowars.com, Sergeant X or whoever else is out there, these links to them trying to hire people for this drill. Because we've found a bunch of other stuff they're doing, very similar things that look very suspicious. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Sounds like, Mario, you're saying you've been a little bit involved in research of false flags. Did you connect anything he was just saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I was looking up the stuff with the Boston bombing, and I was actually, me and my wife traveled down to Missouri for my father-in-law's birthday, and where the World Series was going on, and there was a, DHS drill that they announced on the local news. And so I actually emailed y'all to let y'all know, but I don't know what happened. But.
And again, they might have 400 drills that are normal, but also to demonize whoever the target is. It's always like a domestic group that's the bad guy, so it's brainwashing. But then they'll have the real event. We just seen they always run a drill as their cover, so if their operatives that are 1% of the drill, a small team, get caught, I'm part of the drill.
Yeah.
Russians do the same deal. And you also fund the terror attack through the drill as well. That then launders it so that the intelligence agency spying don't know what's happening. Let's go ahead, or cloaks it, I should say, instead of launders it. Carolyn in Idaho, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Good morning, Alex. I want to tell you how much I appreciate you. And Mario, I want to thank you for taking the oath and everything you've done to help keep me and my family free. I want to bring up the point about the Seattle City Council saying that they didn't know about the surveillance being on. And there was an article from when the police chief resigned last May about how he was happy to have innovation in place and how... A city councilman, Tim Burgess, who was running for mayor, and I don't know if he was elected, said Diaz was too slow to adopt the strategies for preventing crime by the DOJ.
That's right. They're putting federal pre-crime systems in that grab all your data illegally, and then they turn it on when they're not supposed to, and then they say they're turning it off and don't. Again, it's a culture of pure deception against us. I mean, you would be less deceptive to a foreign enemy. I mean, this is just, as a rule, they're changing the culture towards total fraud.
So that brings up the point that the city council already knew about this being in place.
Oh, of course. The cops, the council, they're all going to play dumb until it blows over. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They're all just a bunch of federal minions, and the feds themselves are run by globalists. Send us that article at Show Tips. God bless you. Thank you very much. Let's talk to Dan in Texas real quick. Let's skip this network break. We're going to the bottom of the hour. If you can hang, you've been in here for over an hour. Can you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll skip this network break at the bottom of the hour. Dan in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex Jones?
Yes, sir.
Hey, unbelievable that I got through. My question is, or actually a comment, I serve as the vice president on a board of directors of a credit union.
Yes,
that's medium size. And my wife is a bank manager of a little, you know, we're only in about five counties at her bank. But the point is, you know, they hide things in plain sight.
Yes.
National Geographic put on that American blackout and we got this drill. All right. The issue is all these NSF, these weird posts. My wife and I were having lunch. She goes, man, I'm having all these weird posts on people's accounts. In other words, money's disappearing. Money's like, it's just weird. So I called the manager of the credit union that I happen to be, you know, on the board of directors. And I just ran it by, hey, you got anything weird going on with your posts? Anything going on with the customers? And she verified it, too. So, I don't know. By way of heads up, you know, when one hand shows, look over here. But really, this is what we're really doing. I don't know if they just shut some things down to put something in and fire it back. You know what I'm saying? How does this happen, like Cypress and other things, like you warned us? And now all of a sudden my wife out of the blue says, man, we got all these weird posts, this NSF charges, and people have their money. So, you know.
Yeah, that's what's happening. And here's an example, like flash trading. They hook computers in right there at the stock exchange that just steal money by doing these flash trades that they control. Total fraud. And then, yes, that's the new move. They're getting all the laws changed or regulations, totally illegal, quietly to just start taking your money. But the word is, and I've been told this for several years, it's been happening, they will grab money out of your account only for a few hours, but they'll do this to hundreds of millions of accounts worldwide, pool it, make deals with that money, and then put it back in your account. So, again, it's all digital. It's all fraud. And, I mean, what type of weird, is this weird fees, weird, seeing stuff she's never seen before?
Right, like we had money in there, but we had an NSF posting on our account. She goes, what in the world is that? So I'm just asking, or perhaps you're...
And explain what an NSF posting is.
Non-sufficient funds. It's like something tried to go through, but no money was there at the time. And so there's a charge, automatic. Nobody can do nothing about it. You have to manually go in there and fix it if it was the best.
Yeah, well, this
problem
is happening to everybody I know, especially old people, because they've done actuaries tests and know that they're not as savvy. Every old person I know on phone bills, cable bills, gas bills, credit cards are being given fines and fees that aren't true. And they found most people just pay it. So it's a culture of evil. Send us intel on that. Send us show tips for other folks in banking. We'll try to get a story out on it. But thank you so much. This is what it's like, Mario Lopez here in studio with us, to live in a culture of evil. That's why third world countries can't operate, because it's just the system's corrupt. Everything collapses.
Yeah, it's like back on that the bill thing. I've had AT&T multiple times. I call them up and I'm like, hey, what's up with this bill? You know, and like, oh, it's nothing. Sorry about that. We'll give you a month free, you know? And I'm like, well, if I didn't call, I would have paid that and you just swept it under the rug and nothing was said anything about it. So yeah, they
almost everyone I know now pays tickets and then they still put a warrant out and come and arrest you.
Oh wow.
I mean, it's just totally collapsing. They just don't care. It's all funny. Now I tell you, I'm telling you, society's just going to start unraveling. It's never been this complex. It's going to unravel. They're going to make it unravel. Travis in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a couple things. Mr. Lopez, your aliens you're talking about were the ones that left their first estate that were supposed to report back to God and watch over the people on this earth. They were also the gods of Olympus, the mythical gods. And that's all I got to say about that subject. I called in about the new cell phone spy network. Are you guys still there?
Yes.
Okay, it's not just for surveillance, Alex. You've seen the conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura when he was up talking to Nick Begich. He put the suction cup on his forehead, and ELF waves were transmitted, and he heard exactly what...
Sure, no, they're putting in soft drink machines all over the world that beam audio directly into your brain, yeah.
Okay, Alex, that's what this is for. That's what this whole grid's for. Okay? So they don't need the serotonin reuptake inhibitors to turn you into a basket case or a Manchurian candidate no more. And that's all I got to say, guys.
You know, that is the thing. This whole system, DARPA admits they've been developing systems to manipulate us and make us submit the smart meters, all of it. I mean, we're living in a science fiction movie, Mario.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No flesh would be spared if God didn't intervene. Let's take a call from Alex in Missouri. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Gentlemen, thank you both for your time. Mario, thank you for your service to this country. Alex Jones, thank you for your service to humanity. Wanted to ask a favor and give you a story. A friend of mine's daughter, my wife and I went back and forth about our daughter getting the HPV virus vaccine, and I was adamant that she not do it. Thank God I won that argument. My wife's friend now has a teenage daughter who was an avid gymnast. 2 years ago, received the shot. They didn't make the correlation to her sickness until she had gotten the second shot. And she's now in the fight of her life with chronic headaches, nausea,
lupus,
gymnastics. Oh, they're saying fibromyalgia, but
yeah, no, it's designed. Listen, here's what it is. On record, it sterilizes a lot of people, reduces fertility bare minimum, causes autoimmune disorder, and it is a bioweapon. And they're testing. Can we give somebody something that killed a bunch of people in the trials, and then test and see? Because the government gives them immunity where they can't be sued. Quietly, the government might pay it out. And this has killed now thousands of people worldwide. They're giving them to every Mexican girl in Mexico right now is being forcibly injected with this. You're not going to hear La Raza and Mecha talk about that. And I'm telling you, folks, it is unbelievable that this is going on. And it is a sterilant. And it's to test and see, can we maim and kill people and get away with it? And the answer is you can. So, of course, they're going to quadruple your payment on health care because they can get away with it. And MSNBC is going to say your kids belong to us. And I mean, this is evil. They are. And it's usually the second or third shot. And some people go in again and give them the third shot and their daughter dies. They are so committed to those doctors, they actually kill their daughter. Now, in the old times, in Tyre, on the Mediterranean, they would throw a child into a burning pit. That was a loving way to sacrifice them to Satan compared to this. This is slow death. Your comments on talking about Gardasil. It doesn't even protect you from cancer or the warts, by the way.
I don't know. I don't really know too much about that. My kids were vaccinated, you know, normally, and they're fine, thank God. But it's just, they just getting away with it. And
they haven't taken Gardasil, have they?
I don't have no idea.
Well, they're going to push that on you. Just look into it.
Okay.
Believe me, if it wasn't true, they'd be suing me. I mean, look it up. Remember Rick Perry said it's the law and it wasn't the law, another hoax? And people say, well, you ought to like Rick Perry. Well, he needs to walk that back because, I mean, that's pretty evil right there. What is she going through there, Alex? Because I remember a case in actually Kansas City where a girl died from the Gardasil, but go ahead.
Well, if you Google Tyler's story of vaccine injury, you can read everything that's going on with her, chronic headaches, nausea, fatigue. Again, she was a gymnast, and she can't even practice gymnastics anymore. And the favor that I ask of you, Alex, for us info warriors out there, when we try to spread the word and let people know about vaccines, about FEMA camps, about the things that you are putting out into the world, we have to go do that research and look for those things ourselves. And maybe on your website you have a page, Info Warriors for Dummies.
I've said this a million times, and we're going to try to do it soon where we have data pages with all the facts, with all the stuff in one spot. God bless you. I appreciate you calling. Man, we're just out of time. We've got all these callers. We've got Max and Zach and Christy and Alex and everybody else, but I'm going to have to stop right there because we're out of time. And I wanted to plug one more time, howiknow.org, paintings by Mario Lopez.com, Army veteran Mario Lopez. While in Afghanistan in 2008, he witnessed the dark side of the military before his engineering unit ran over an IED in Afghanistan, which left him badly injured. Anything else that you'd like to add for folks out there in a minute or two we have left?
No, just like I said, again, encourage pastors if you have a congregation and you have some young people in it to let them hear the other side of it before they end up just fully, totally falling into the New World Order system and just the lies that they're being fed every day. These kids are going into battle at, 6 years old. They're going into a battle that should be fought with people that are that know. They're just a sponge, just soaking up everything. And we just need to just stop laying down and letting other people, letting the Satan educate our children. And so if you have a church or congregation, just call us. How to book us, and we'll just go from there.
Well, God bless you. The phone number is 361-207-2599 for folks that aren't on the Internet, 361-207-2599. And God bless you. And we're going to end the show in about a minute or two, so stay right there. We're going to go out and eat some lunch with you, some late lunch with you and your wife. Folks, every tweeny singer now is into Satanism on television, targeting girls under the age of 10. There is no doubt that we have just turned our children over to this. And I'm not on some high horse, but I mean, my goodness, protect their innocence. Realize that the globalists hate you. They hate your family. They hate us all. I mean, here's a plug at the end. Survival Shield Nation Iodine, the best iodine out there for my research, what I choose for my family, and InfoWarsLife.com. They know all the other halogens are bad for your thyroid and your body. They know in the major studies, Harvard studies about lesions in the brain from not having iodine and having fluoride instead. They know this. They don't tell pregnant women about quality iodine. They took the iodine out of the salt. They don't want you to know about this stuff. The people perish for lack of knowledge. InfoWarsLife.com. Purify your water with the ProPure water filters. 20% off promo code WATER20 at InfoWarsStore.com. You can call toll-free for InfoWars Life or for InfoWars Store at 888-253-3139. And it's your purchases that allow us to have this one-of-a-kind radio TV show to reach millions of people. So thank you so much for your financial support, and please keep us in your prayers. We'll be praying for you. Nightly news, 7 o'clock tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Obama has come out and pushed a whole nother bucket of lies in a 30-minute speech and supposed press conference to the state-run media lapdogs. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, huge developments on the NSA front on InfoWars.com. The police illegally turned on a Homeland Security system that grabs everybody's data. It's really going in nationwide. It is illegal, and we sourced in articles 3 days ago on Monday, 3.5 days ago, how it was illegal. And so the next day the police announced, because of the city council freaking out in Seattle, that they were going to be ordering that turned off. It wasn't supposed to be turned on. And the police said, okay, we've turned it off. Well, the news has gone out and checked it. It has not been turned off. So, again, just a wall of government deception. And they all lie now, basically, and deceive at the mid and high levels. There are some good people in government, but the captainship, the commandership, the masters and commanders of the ship of state and major corporations lie as a matter of course militarily against us. That's a military tactic. We're going to be breaking that down, getting into huge amnesty news, huge news on so many fronts. But I wanted to get Eric Mancow Muller, syndicated radio host, Fox host, a hit show on History Channel with his brother, Mark Muller, God, Guns, and Automobiles, has other big TV shows in development. You know, we had him on yesterday. I noticed on Infowars.com and on the YouTube video that went up this morning, a minority of commenters were like, this guy didn't get offered $9.5 million for a three-year contract for another radio show. That's not even that much for a three-year contract, folks, for those that don't know. And, you know, the media, Obama's not trying to buy people off. You know, he didn't get an offer to go not bash the political system. Folks, I've gotten those offers. It's all over the news they're buying off the media through corporate conduits. And Mancow has made that type of money, I happen to know, he didn't like to brag, in a year in the past when his when talk radio wasn't collapsing. You know, back in years like 1998, years like that during the tech boom. I know what went on in radio back then, folks. I know all about it because I've been in it for 18 years, and I work with a small network that doesn't censor me, so I'm paid basically nothing by the GCN radio network. I want to point this out here, give you some inside baseball. That's why I have my own advertisement, my own product. That's how I funded this whole media operation. Nobody else does it the way I do it. I invented this to be able to get the word out by trial and error, but that's a side issue. I want to point out that it took a lot for him to come on air and talk about that yesterday. And that he had a lot of courage. That's why we got him on, because he told me about it. And I said, do you have the will to tell that on air? And he did tell that on air. And then you've got fools out there that don't know that Rush Limbaugh makes $45 million a year, that Glenn Beck profits and keeps over $100 million a year, that people like Michael Savage make incredible amounts of money. They just don't know. So instead of saying, wow, what a hero for saying no to all that money, people say, oh, Mancow's making that up. Well, I'll tell you what he's not making up, because this will all go on record right now. And I know he's telling the truth because I've had those exact same offers. Harry Lennox, and that's why I got him back on the show. He's got to go, so it's a brief interview. Mancow.com, you can follow him on Twitter. We'll put that up on screen for TV viewers, and I'll give it out to radio listeners. I'm a fan of Harry Lennox just when I've seen him in movies and stuff. He's a very good actor. And it turns out he's basically the same age as Obama. And is really good, had been friends with Obama, and basically lived with Obama, is how he put it. Might as well have lived with him, was the words he said to Mancow. He came on Mancow's show, but he got a chance to talk to him off air. And, of course, he's now the hit actor on Blacklist. But he joins us to break down this inside intel on what he said behind the scenes about Obama. So, Mancow, thank you so much for coming on with us today, and repeat what you said on your radio show to me about Harry Lennox. We'll put Harry Lennox up on screen for folks that may not recognize the name. Go ahead.
Alex, look, I do want to say MSNBC and all of these people are dying. Your model is a brilliant model for the future. Someday I want to come on and tell you the truth about Glenn Beck. I actually know the truth that nobody else knows. It is somewhat heartbreaking when you reveal these things, and of course you're dealing with morons that don't know, and they go no. They want to believe the Matrix, and I understand it. They still want to believe the hope and change. They want to believe Obamacare. Look, I sold my condo, and a politician today said living in Obama's town of
Chicago. Yeah, they're doubling the property taxes, even though property value's down in Chicagoland.
Yeah. But somebody said to me today, a politician, Jack Franks, you can look up who he is. I think he's one of the good ones. But he said to me, he goes, Mancow, thank God you sold your condo, because now every house and condo that sells, 5% of every sale in America has to go to Obamacare. And I said, oh, that's a joke. He goes, no, it's true. Is that true, Alex?
No, that is in the bill. In fact, I actually have an article about it right here. I'm glad you mentioned that. Go ahead.
But can you believe that? And I want to say something else to the people. Look, I would put Alex on, and I don't give a hairy rat's ass anymore. The asses are masses. The masses are asses, and they voted for Obama twice. So, I don't care what people think of me. I just don't care. But Alex, I made fun of you. We laughed at you. We had a good laugh at your expense. I thought you were insane drones in American skies, never. Light posts that would listen to us, never. The white boxes that are all over in England that are listening and gathering data, ridiculous. Blimps in the sky. I really thought you were a jackass. And boy, brother, you were the canary in the coal mine. So there you go. It's funny how none of us, when you're right, nobody ever says it, do they? It's all knee-slapping hilarious when you're saying some of these things. But my God, man, I wish you were wrong. I really do.
Believe me, I wish that too, brother, every day. I've got.
And I do too. You know what, Alex? I really do. I wish I was wrong. I wish I didn't see it. Ignorance is bliss. I really wish I was helping change, and isn't it great that Acorn's making millions to bamboozle people? I wish I was one of these fools. I often wonder, seriously, instead of toiling and worrying about my children, if I wouldn't just be better with my fat diabetic foot being cut off by Obamacare with my Obama phone and everything taken care of. Actor Harry Lennox came in. This is earth-shattering, earth-shaking. And I want to tell you, I get discouraged. I don't have to work. I sometimes want to walk away. I met a man named Jay Farrow, very cutting-edge comedian from SNL. Brilliant, beautiful human being. It renews me. You get cynical. You meet these jag-offs, these jerks. Harry Lennox comes in at a low point. I was ready to pull the plug. This guy is the star of The Blacklist, the number one hottest new show on TV with James Spader. He was, many will remember, he was the general in Superman. He's a top, maybe the top African-American Shakespearean actor. He's got a version of Henry V coming out. So he's leaving my studio, and he sees a cutout we have of Obama. And he says, well, he's a rat bastard. And I said, what? He goes, oh, because I'm black, I have to like Obama. And we're laughing. I mean, he's the guy's a wonderful human being. He starts laughing. And we're kind of kidding a little. And he says, man, Cal, do I remind you of him? And I said, well, I don't want to say anything. He goes, oh, yeah, because all black people are the same. And he's laughing some more. He goes, man, Cal, Barack Obama is me. He goes, you've seen me on TV. You've seen me in movies. He is me. And I said, what are you talking about? What are you saying? He goes, do I remind you of Obama? And I said, well, yeah, you do. He goes, he mimicked me. He followed me for years. And they wanted me to train him and teach him how to act. This is Harry Lennox's words. I've got some of my crew here. Please correct me if I'm wrong. And what was the word? Like an educated chick. Southside educated African American.
Put your crew member as a witness on. This is national news. Put him on.
Okay.
Which crew member is it?
The guy's name's Nathan. He's one of my producers. Here you go. Oh, sir.
Nathan, this was during a break. Tell us what Lennox said.
Yeah, so exactly what Manka said. He called me, Barack Obama. He said, that guy's a rap bastard. He goes, he named me for years. I trained him to be a Southside educated African American black man from Chicago. Exactly what Mankell said. And he was taught to act like Barack Obama. Or Harry Lennox was taught Barack Obama.
And it's on record. Yeah, I looked this up when Mankell told me this yesterday, that they are friends and knew each other for years.
That's right. He says he's known him since 1992, spent many hours with him at his house, talking for hours. He says the only person that knows him better than him would be Michelle Obama.
Unbelievable. And he went on to say that he's a rat bastard and amazing. Tell folks, thanks for talking to us. Please put Mankell back
sir.
On. Thank you. Mankell, this is at the end of the interview. He's leaving or during a break.
Alex, I hate you bringing this guy into it because, you know, now he's going to get audited. You and I get attacked every year. I get audited illegally every year. They've never gotten one dime. And also, you have to understand something. Harry Lennox has to work in Hollywood. And I really love the guy, and I hope I don't get him in trouble by revealing this. But he did say, I know him. Probably only Michelle knows him better than I do. And he said he's very stupid. He's been taught to act like this. And I said, here's the thing that I want to. To me, this is the bomb.
Bring up the CIA stuff. Yeah, bring that up.
Well, CIA, brother, I don't know CIA.
No. Tell me what you told me. But, I mean, get into the fact that you're saying he knew he would be president forever. I mean, repeat what you told me off air.
Well, you just stole my thunder.
But go ahead, say it.
No, look, I said, how long did he know he was going to be president? He said, well, he knew from 1998. And I said, from childhood? He goes, I don't know. I said, but definitely 98. He goes, and maybe earlier. Now, this is a man that hadn't done anything. And Alex, you and I talk about this. Do I have time, or are you going to come?
Yes, you got time. Do it.
Okay. Folks, you know, I understand people. You know, you hate George W. Bush, but then the people that love Obama and he does all the same stuff, I don't care if people hate Obama or hate Bush, right? As long as they're intellectually honest, this party-first Nazi attitude, you know, well, yeah, they're rounded up my neighbors I love, but I'm part of the party. This party-first attitude frightens me. I just want people, you can hate me, you can hate Alex, you can love Obama, you can hate Bush, you can hate whatever. But I just want you to be honest with yourself. Have you known anyone, I think of my friend Rusty Humphries, whose dad was killed in Vietnam. Here's a couple of little, you know, blurry pictures. Anyone in your family, anybody you've ever known that went to Vietnam, they had a couple of, I mean, think of what the technology was. And yet John Kerry had film crews. John Kerry was a nobody. John Kerry has color footage of him fighting in Vietnam. The boy from Hope, Arkansas, from a divorced family, a nobody. Bill Clinton has pictures as a child of him hanging out with JFK. Dwight D. Eisenhower's granddaughter told me that these people know from birth. I think of the boys from Brazil, that old movie. But whatever. I just wonder, it really, Obama knew in 98 he was going to be president. Who are you, Alex, you claim to know. I you know, you've been right on so much. I don't have any clue.
100% Bill Clinton was a CIA project. He is the son of the former governor, the Rockefeller governor. His mother was a lady of the night. They decided to have the baby. That's why he's broken down and cried on TV and said there were only two people that thought he could be president in 1962 when he met Kennedy, and that was his mama and David Rockefeller. Thank you, David Rockefeller. And he broke down and cried because the Rockefellers took care of him because he was an illegitimate child of the family. He was then put into a CIA program in high school. He then became one of the head CIA people by the late 60s. Under the CIA section chief, we have the names with Hillary, in England, and then he was sent to Russia as a deep cover spy. He's been CIA since high school, at least. Same thing with Obama, his mother, his grandfather, his mother. That's all been partially declassified.
Yeah. It is amazing that Bill Clinton was hanging out in Russia when he was. But anyway, look, Alex, I don't know. I don't know who's picking these people. But it does seem scripted. It does seem like, I mean, look, everything that Bush did, and you can play all the audio, everything that Bush did, Obama's doing. So no matter how we vote, we get more of them. And I mean the government. I mean
look
the
at Bush
Republicans
Sr.,
that are selling
head
out.
Of the CIA. Look at Bush Jr. Clearly was in the CIA earlier. And all of this is how they put in, just like foreign governments used to try to bring people into a country, get them to run for president or prime minister later to infiltrate. That's why we have rules against foreign-born being president here, like Schwarzenegger. It's the same thing, but this is a corporate, long-term strategic takeover plan.
Brother, like everything else you say, I hope it's not true. I'd like to think that any child can be born an American. And if he does it right, he can be president. I don't know.
Sure. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Lennox, yes. Rising actor, top actor on TV, movies, great actor. Why do you think he started off air talking so much trash about Obama?
Well, you know what, Alex? The show was over. I don't know that. I didn't know the man. And I want to tell you, he's one of the finest human beings I've ever met in my life. I don't know that he wouldn't have talked about it on air. And I hope I'm not violating a confidence. But look, this guy walked out and said it in front of my whole staff.
Hey, I would have said this is off record. Exactly. He should have said that, so it's on record.
Well, and look, I have, my show's broadcast on TV. in Chicago.
There are TV cameras in the studio, yeah.
I we're at the Fox Studios in Chicago, right on Michigan Avenue. I mean, I had camera people, producers, four or five people. We stood around and we listened to them. I don't think I'm violating the confidence. I hope I don't hurt the man. I think the blacklist is great. I don't like you, I don't like any of this mainstream TV. I happen to like the blacklist a great deal. I don't want to hurt the man. But he did say it. He did. And if you watch the guy, it's funny. I mean, he is Obama. And he says Obama's a nothing. Alex, I spent time with Obama. I spent time with Obama before he was anybody. And there's nothing there. Look, I can explain to everybody who Obama is. If you give me 30 seconds, I'll explain it.
Do it.
Okay. I dated a girl that was severely abused by several stepdads. She was molested, she was abandoned, and she was whatever you wanted her to be. Okay? And what I mean by that is, it's a defense mechanism. I think Obama probably had a miserable childhood, and he's a nothing. There was no father. There was the mother that abandoned him. She was chasing after, so much has been hidden about her, but it wouldn't have been too hard to sleep with her.
No. His mother was in porn.
So he was dumped off in Kansas.
Tell you what, final segment. Stay there. We're going to come back to six more minutes. I want you to finish the story. I'm Alex Jones with Man Cow. Stay with us.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls.
All right, final segment with Mancow.
And
you can follow him on Twitter. We'll put that up on screen for TV viewers here in a moment. But he was getting into Harry Lennox, who's a big actor. We looked it up on record, been friends with Obama for 15 years or so or longer. And he told Mancow, and I mean, Mancow, in your words, folks can follow you at Mancow Mueller on Twitter, that, and he said this in front of your whole TV crew there at the Fox Studios in Chicago. You also have a TV show there, folks that just tuned in. And of course, you also are a contributor to Fox National. He told you in front of all these people that he's horrible. I basically, you know, lived with him. He shadowed me. I mean, this shows that they hired an actor to literally try to train him up, I guess, for the Senate seat at the state level and then the federal level. And he did just come out of nowhere. This is bombshell news, but I don't expect them to even pick this up because the establishment obviously doesn't want this info out. But recap anything else that Lennox said and finish your point.
Well, look, I don't know where to begin, Alex. He said that Obama shadowed him, that he couldn't shake him. It was kind of like a booger on your finger, is kind of the feeling I got, that he couldn't shake him, and that there's nothing there, and that's the point I wanted to make about abused children, that you know, in order to protect themselves, they want to make everybody happy. So as I sat talking to Obama, you know, he was Christian with me, he was Muslim with the next person that came over and talked to him, and he's whatever you want him to be, but there's nothing there. And that's basically what Lennox was saying. There's nothing there. He's an empty vessel. He's whatever you want him to be. And perfect to be manipulated, a perfect puppet. You know, I thought about when Brian Henson was in my studio and Kermit was sitting there and it was just a green glob, but it came to life once his hand was there, you know, once the hand was manipulating. And that's kind of Obama. He's just kind of, there's nothing there. It's dead. Until his backers, his controllers, put what he needs to say on the teleprompter. There's nothing there. I mean, he's very stupid. I talked with him, Alex. You know that. I spent time with him before he was anybody. I knew more about the church, that abomination of a church, before I knew about Obama. But Lennox is a brilliant actor. And if you watch him, that's what Obama's supposed to act like. The take charge leader.
And it's weird because when you watch Lennox, I thought he was copying Obama and Superman and in TV shows and stuff. And I guess that's why Lennox is irritated, because he trained Obama and now he sees him up there destroying the country, playing the part of Harry Lennox. Yeah. This is huge. Mancow, thank you so much for the time and your courage.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I want to say this. I really believe that Lennox is one of the finest people I've ever met. I think that he probably wasn't aware of how this would go with Obama. He did know back in 98 that Obama was telling him he was going to be president. I don't think Harry believed that. And I do think that Harry Lennox loves his country. So I really do believe that.
Yeah, and I think for Harry's own safety, it's good this is out now. Contact Lennox. Hey, help us get him on, Mancow. We'll have him on with you. So I think we should flesh this out now. This is a big deal. Thank you very much, Mancow.
See you.
All right, there goes Eric Mancow Mueller, top show on History Channel. He's got two more TV shows coming out. And syndicated radio host. He's a pretty credible guy telling you all that intel. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, we're only running this for a couple more weeks because we're going to end up selling out of them. This happens. We do this every fall, but they're selling out so quick. 20% off on all the ProPure gravity-fed, highest-quality stainless steel filters that cuts out the fluoride, the glyphosates, all of it. Promo code WATER20 at InfoWarsStore.com. And it is your purchases that support this broadcast. And we bring you the very best products at the lowest prices. Promo code WATER20 at InfoWarsStore.com or when you call 888-253-3139. And we got more of the amazing proprietary nascent pure iodine in. It's available now and now shipping at InfoWarsLife.com for your thyroid protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.